What does it mean to be an adult? And when we talk about the concept of adulting, now, if you've not heard the term adulting, it basically means that it's the verb for what an adult does in order to get by in life, right? It obviously has to do, it has a lot of connotations attached to it. So financial responsibilities, looking after kids, paying rent, going to work and submitting things on time, finishing off your degree and making sure that you pass with good grades. For some people, it's studying further. Other people, it's traveling and seeing the world and discovering who they are and learning to stabilize themselves and get into relationships and work on those relationships and go to counseling. Usually you find that the term adulting is a term that's used in a bit of a negative way. So when someone says, oh gosh, adulting is very hard, you don't often hear people say, I'm enjoying adulting. I actually love being an adult. I really find a thrill in managing my responsibilities and making sure that I get to work on time and I get home on time and make sure that my rent is paid, the trash is taken out, and discovering myself and who I am in God and who I am in the world. You often don't hear people talk about adulting in that way. So when I ask the question, or when we ask the question, are Gen Z ready for adulting? That generation of young people, are they ready to be adults? And are they ready to take on responsibility? That's what we're asking. We're asking, are they ready to pay bills? Are they ready to stress about life and overcome all of that stress? Or is it a case of Gen Zs are actually probably going to be stay-at-homes, and by stay-at-homes I mean quite literally staying at home with their parents and being taken care of by their parents for the rest of their lives. So the first thing I want to just point out is the fact that we are having a generalized conversation. We're not talking about individuals within this generation, because there are exceptions, right, to the general view or to the general expectation. There are exceptions, and there are Gen Z is made up of individuals, and that's something that we should acknowledge and be aware of. That even if you say to yourself, I worked with a number of Gen Zs, and what I witnessed at my workplace is that these Gen Zs were very entitled. They felt like everything should be put on their lap, and they didn't want to work for anything. They didn't have any sense of patience, and they already have an attitude of thinking that they know, right? Even though you've encountered those Gen Zs, there are millions others that you have not encountered all across Africa. So it's important for us to acknowledge that. And it's also important for us to think about the fact that there are those that can be generalized, because you can study a group of people based on what frequently happens from that sample group. You can then make the conclusion that generally speaking, young people, or modern young people, or Gen Zs to be more specific, are a bit entitled. They do think that the government should do things that actually should be done by them. They are very not as patient as previous generations. So there are quite a lot of studies that are done on such discussions and on such topics. But it's important for us to contextualize the conversation, right? Because we are speaking within the context of Africa, for one, and more specifically, we're talking within the context of South Africa. Now, when you're speaking within a broad context like that, you have to consider the fact that if I were to make the statement and say, Gen Zs are entitled, they're not ready to be adults, I think when they start being adults, they're going to struggle a lot. We're talking about an entire continent of young people, right? Africa's median age is 18. I think it's between 17 and 18, right? I mean, think about that. And that means you're talking about all of these young people that are scattered all over the continent, right? Now, all these young people come from different parts of Africa, which means there are some parts of Africa that emphasize responsibility. Older siblings look after younger siblings. And I mean, there are people who come from families where they know and understand that actually buying bread was my responsibility. Taking out the trash was my responsibility. That was the case with me. And sometimes, and I've said it before, we should be very careful of making blanket statements without considering the fact that you need to contextualize people. A young person who's a Gen Z coming from KwaZulu-Natal compared to a young Gen Z who grew up in Cape Town or Gauteng, they're completely different, right? Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal compared to Joburg or Gauteng as a province and Western Cape, very, very different. Even within those specific provinces, there are young people who within those provinces grew up in different contexts that taught them different lessons. Now, I'll make an example with me, right? I feel like when I grew up, when I was younger, there are certain skills that I wish I was taught and learned when I was much younger, so that by the time I became an adult, I would have avoided a lot of anxiety. I would have truly avoided a lot of anxiety. So, for example, if I had learned a skill when I was much younger, like, for example, carpentry, I'm telling you now, I would have thrived better in varsity. If when I was in high school, I'd go back home, do my homework, and then over the weekends, I go and learn how to build a chair. I go and learn how to fix a cupboard. I go and learn how to mount shelving space. I go and learn how to fix a tap, how to do plumbing, how to unclog a drain. When I was in varsity, I would have fared much better, because in order to make money, I would have just gone to the nearest Leroy Merlin or builder's store or some kind of hardware store, bought myself some equipment, and then I know that when times were rough, I would have been able to actually go and help some people out with some repairs, unclog drains, put out adverts on the internet, because I already knew how to use the internet. So I wouldn't have struggled. I would have had way more money than I ended up having, and I would have depended on my parents a lot less. You know what I mean? And even thinking about it right now, right, I feel like just smacking myself in the head that why didn't I go for such classes? Like, especially on the weekends when I had time. I feel like it would have also just excited me, because I'm a person who's inspired by creativity, and I've come to accept that as being part of me. So this is what I mean, and this is the example I'd like to use, that I wasn't personally, as a millennial, I feel like I wasn't ready to be an adult. Not because I was irresponsible, but because I feel like the context in which under which I grew up did not prepare me for being an adult. And there are many who had a different experience. I know from my friend group and the people I hung around, a lot of us weren't ready. Many of us went through anxiety. Many of us experienced a lot of depression because we weren't growing and we weren't progressing fast enough. A lot of us experienced anxiety because of uncertainty, because of not knowing when we'd get the next job, or if we'd even be employed to begin with. So there were those things that we could not prepare for. And it's important, I think, it's important to point out, and it's important to acknowledge the fact that even in my generation, a lot of us weren't ready to be adults. It is only once we became adults that we started adjusting and acclimating ourselves to the situation that we found ourselves in. Right? Because, I mean, many of us found ourselves being now leaving varsity and having a degree that or a diploma that we thought, I probably shouldn't have studied this, right? Many of us didn't even know what it means to visit the doctor, that medical aid, how does it work? Many of us didn't understand how the tax system works within South Africa. And if you're in another part of Africa, maybe you might have had that experience, which I'm very curious how tax works in other parts of Africa, actually. If it's similar to what we have here in South Africa. So that basically, as a result, is what I would say, I would quite honestly say, led to many of us feeling like we're not ready. And in my opinion, Gen Zs are going to have the same experience. Not because they're weaker than us. Sure, they grew up in a completely different time. So, for example, doing groceries won't be a stress for them because, I mean, Amazon is now in South Africa. I mean, they have their phones. They can just use these delivery systems to have things couriered to them or delivered to them, groceries delivered to them on the same day. And I think washing machines have become so much cheaper, right? And to gain access to a secondhand washing machine these days is just so much cheaper. So in that regards, they might have things easier than we did. The internet and ChatGPT being able to give you ways of brainstorming. I mean, even doing your homework and assignments is already much easier for Gen Zs. And it creates a little bit of a bittersweetness, right? Because those technologies might spoil you so much that you actually don't realize that you're not building a person of substance. However, you might also find that there's certain things that I had to learn that you might not have to learn how to do. So the point, and I think the goal for Gen Z, will have to be learning where to find the balance, where to allow technology to just replace certain tasks that you otherwise would have been doing yourself. And then for you, in some instances, to just allow yourself to stress and shower through, not shower through, but work your way through a situation, right? I don't think, for example, that anyone these days should be going out of their way to do their washing by hand. I know there are people who still insist, even if there's a washing machine in the house, they still insist that you as a child, you're going to wash by hand, which is fine. That's a good lesson. But even for themselves, they insist, which is all fine. Nothing wrong with it. I just feel like for me, there's a lot of other things I could be doing with my time, to be quite honest. And those things are just equally, if not harder. I mean, imagine if you're trying to build a business that's going to be a legacy that you leave for your children one day, and you're taking up time by washing clothes with your hands simply because you believe that it's, I don't know, virtuous in some way, or that the lesson that it teaches you is very important. I think sometimes you have to balance these things out. But at the end of the day, if you are a young person, Gen Z, and you're thinking about whether you're ready to be an adult or not, the one good advice I'm going to give to you is balance. Find balance. Everything where you can ease the stress and use technology to ease the stress, don't try to do that in every aspect of your life and become a person who's always trying to find a shortcut. Try to actually work. And if you're still young enough and you're still in a situation where in the weekends you have enough time, try to learn a skill that's going to be able to support you when you're in varsity. And I know that many of us want to learn fancy skills, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being able to do practical skills that people within your context actually have a need for. There's no point in learning something that has no demand.